middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? Oh, wow. This is going to be an interesting show one way or the other. We are either going to have Anthony Hilder with us here in a moment as soon as I find his phone number. So, Anthony, if you're listening, call in. Because I can't find it. I mean, I wrote it down, saved it, and now it is gone. Have you ever had anything like that happen before? Where you have everything written down, you take it, you know you've saved it, you've done all that stuff, and then you come back and it's gone. So obviously I didn't save it. Yeah. Well, then again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. If we don't have Anthony on, we'll have open lines here, and go through the news. I mean, there's a ton of it to talk about here, and we can certainly. Certainly dive into that, that's for certain, and get into a bunch of different topics here. Yeah, I had his email and everything, and it's like gone. And he called me the other day, and I didn't register on my caller ID, so that's out. That doesn't help at all. All right, so maybe we'll get Anthony, maybe we won't, and. If not, we'll reschedule him for another night to come on. Otherwise, we'll get into some news. Gosh, do I feel stupid. I feel really like an idiot.
I'm not saying
anything. Wife over there saying, I'm not saying a thing, and I'm staying quiet. Because this is the first time I've ever had this happen. I've never had this happen where I have lost a guest's information. Never.
Never.
Never. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll try to find the find his number. You know, actually, I think I have it in another place, but it's in a huge stack of stuff. So we'll try to get him on in just a couple of minutes. It's actually on a very very old list of stuff. Because usually I have everything computerized, which is amazing. This bridge in Minneapolis that collapsed, it's now coming out. Seems like this bad boy was destined to fall. Bridge had no business still standing, from what they're saying. The federal government had rated it a 50 out of 120 as far as its integrity. They'd found stress cracks in it. The inspection records of it have become already public knowledge. And... This bridge has had a lot of problems. 500 feet collapsed into the ocean, or into the Mississippi River. At least 9 dead that I last heard. I don't know I'm sure that number is going up, because they had at least 30 vehicles that were still trapped. And it's just a crying shame. I mean, it is literally a crying shame that's happened, and it's awful. What's happened, out there or up there in Minneapolis? Because it's something that didn't have to happen, and that's what angers me about this type of stuff. Is these things don't have to happen, but then again, you know, when you're investing every last dime that you've got fighting the terrorists, this type of stuff does happen. The infrastructure in this country is going to pot, and. And we're going to see more and more of these type of things happen, where, you know, things are going to collapse because they're not being taken care of, all because we're fighting this amorphous war on terror. Something doesn't even exist. We're out fighting an idea, supposedly. I think the idea that we're fighting against is freedom, though, and they're fighting against us. Back in a couple of minutes, with or without Anthony Hilder. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome to the show. It is a Thursday night, and it is the second day of August 2007. And hopefully, I can find the number for Anthony, and we'll get him on. I have never done this. I mean, just never. I cannot believe it that this happened. And fortunately, most of the stuff that I've done over the last year, I have kept, and I have a mountain of information that I am. Going through to try to find his information, because I have it written down somewhere. And hopefully we'll get Anthony on here before too long. But otherwise, we'll continue on. 800-313-9443 is our number. If you want to join us on the show tonight, we'd be more than happy to have you on with us and get you you get your thoughts and your opinions about things. A new executive order from George Bush out today. It's more of the same. It's just like this last one that came out regarding the destabilization of Iraq and the fact that, you know, if anything that you say can and do that's not supportive of the administration's efforts in Iraq, they can construe that to be you being anti-Bush and anti-Iraq and contributing to the destabilization of Iraq, and then basically come and take you to jail and seize your assets, which is, you know, another dandy way of saying, shh, don't say nothing. We want to keep you quiet, keep your big fat mouth shut, and we'll let you continue to do what you're doing. And now it's this new executive order is extended out into Syria and Lebanon, which I find, you know, totally interesting. Because as I was talking about it with somebody earlier today, it's like he's just going to do this for every country. You know, 200 executive orders or however many countries we've got. You know, so it's... just one of those things. You know, we just don't want, you know, can't have you saying anything about this, that, or the other. You know, anything that we think is wrong, you're supposed to stay quiet because you're supposed to be supporting the decider. Ooh, don't say anything bad about the decider. And yeah, oh yeah, can't say anything about George. No, because he's right. He's on a mission from God. And I think he truly believes he's on a mission from God. And he's just going to keep doing whatever he needs to do to fulfill his mission. You know, it's kind of like it's dark. I got a half a pack of cigarettes. Chicago's 100 miles away, and a full tank of gas, and he's going. KD bar the door. Problem is he hasn't thrown a rod in his engine yet. And we can't stop him yet. Because there's the people we elected to take care of that job have refused to do it. But you know, again, look, it's all according to the plan. I mean, to be disappointed that Congress is not doing their job when this is exactly what you expect them to do. Nothing. You know, is not. Well, I guess I just can't be disappointed in it because it's expected. I mean, look, all these people are bought off. All of them are paid for. I mean, they don't stick around, you know, that long with all that lobby money and that PAC money coming in and not become sold out in some shape or form. Because this is just how things work. And you know, this becomes a career for them. And I think one of the mistakes that probably was made by our founding fathers was not putting term limits into the Constitution. I think that was probably the major mistake, is not making these guys go home. When these people are able to, you know, pitch a tent and just stay, they're not going to do their job. They're not going to do what we tell them to do or what we need them to do. They're just going to sit there and do their thing. Why? Because it's easy. You make your 167 grand, and now they're trying to bump it up over 170 grand. This is just for members of the House, folks. And so they're just going to keep doing the same thing. Make you think that they're actually doing something, that they're trying to do what's right for this country, when in fact they don't give a rat's butt whatsoever about me, you, or anything. It's just about getting reelected. How do I look? Is this my good side? This is my good side, and this is my bad side. Well, once you stand on your hands, that way we can get a good look at your face. But we see this over and over. I mean, it's just typical and standard operating procedure. And I just, you know, for us to keep, you know, we keep trying the same old thing over and over. It's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's Republicans, it's Democrats. I mean, I heard Sean Hannity on the radio here. Oh, I guess it was about a month ago. And he's talking about how we got to have the Republicans back in office because then we'll fix things. I'm thinking, wait a minute. It was the last go-around of Republicans that screwed it up, even worse than it was. But it just goes to show you that this whole left-right paradigm is false. That is not real. That is just the dog and pony show that's presented for you and I to make us think that we have a choice. When what's supposed to happen is already laid out. Now, occasionally we're able to throw a kink in it, like with the November 7th election back last year at the midterm, where I think we shocked the daylights out of them with the amount of people who turned out. I don't think they ever expected the turnout that that occurred that day. Over 80 million came out to vote. Practically a record for a midterm election. But, Diebold didn't do so good that day. And a bunch of Republicans got sent home despite their cheating. They just couldn't handle the numbers. Now, they're going to come back this time, and I think you're just going to see massive vote fraud. And I think, was it like 56 counties in Ohio are all their election records for 2004, poof, they accidentally got destroyed. I mean, as investigations and things are moving on and happening in Ohio. And so it's just an amazing, strange, funky thing that we just keep thinking that we've got this choice. And like I said, occasionally we do slip one over on them. But for the most part, they've been able to control things. I mean, you look at the mafia influence in the elections in Chicago back over the years. I mean, you know, their motto was vote early and vote often. And so the cheating in elections has always occurred. It's just boom. They can do it now just at the flip of a switch, or with a little program. If you've got to watch the documentary "Hacking Democracy" with Bev Harris, and they go in and they bring an expert in, and he actually goes in and hacks into the voting machine and shows them exactly how it's done, and poof, instantly, an election is. Elections rig, everything appears to go absolutely normal with the voting. But in the end, the election goes the opposite way. Now, the problem that they have right in front of them right now, though, if you're on the Republican side of things, is Fred Thompson evidently did not get the amount of support that he wanted. Before he announces, and I heard he was supposed to announce around Labor Day, only got about 3.5 million. They were expecting over 5. So there's already stories that he's not even going to jump into the race, and he's already going to quit. He's already lost staffers and that type of stuff. So that may not even happen. I mean, that old, you know, sauced up dude may not even show up for the game, which is just fine and dandy with me, because that's the last thing we need, is another loudmouth. Because again, it just waters everything down. And, or that may be why they want him involved, is because you've got a guy like Ron Paul, who's got a plain, simple message, and you've got to have some more people involved in this to try to water down the message and to take up more time, so he gets less time in the next debate. And if you'll notice, over the last three, four weeks, you haven't seen Ron Paul on TV. Not much mention of Ron Paul at all on television. And maybe he was showing up on television every day. The last guy to have him on was Tucker Carlson. And now no mention of Ron Paul, not anywhere. But his message it resonates with people because it's simple. It's simple. Yeah, we're tired of all the junk, the crap, the being sold a bill of goods, having our future sold down the river. We're just literally tired of it, and we want to change, and we want to see something happen. That's why so many of us now are people like you and me that are standing up trying to fight and say, "Whoa, we've had enough. Do something. Fix it. Because if you don't, we're going to." So we'll come back and with more news. We're going to dive into a new article from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And your calls at 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight. Save me from all this cold despair. I can hang when you're around, but I surely die if you're not there.
Back here on the air. My name is Mike Chambers. The website is MidnightRiderShow.com. We're working on getting Anthony Hilder right now. I can't believe I lost his number. I just cannot believe that. Unfortunately, a buddy, a mutual friend of ours, had it, and I just happened to call him up. And fortunately, I had his number in the computer. And so I called him during the break real quick, and he was able to give me the number. So we're going to get Anthony on here in just a second. And Anthony just has a breadth of knowledge, and I'm looking forward to talking with him. I've talked with him a couple times before. And just to get him on, get your thoughts and his thoughts and get everybody's thoughts kind of running together about all of this, it's just, you know, is very cool. It's interesting. It's great to learn. I mean, here's a guy that was at this when I was before I was born. That's an incredible thing. And somebody, you know, with that kind of staying power to stay at this. I mean, because you folks, let me tell you, this can, looking at this stuff every day, and I know a lot of you people know this that are listening. You know, it can get very tough doing this, especially just from emotionally. And what the mind goes through, and how you deal with things on a day-to-day basis, it's rough sometimes. And here's a guy that's been at this for 40 years plus, was in it early. He, along with guys like Jordan Maxwell, were getting information out and putting them on record albums. Just kind of like those old Cosby albums. Instead, they were talking about the Illuminati and the Masons and just incredible amounts of information that he has soaked up over the years. And I'm looking forward to having him on here in just a couple of minutes. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have a Young Guns Roundtable. Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com, along with Doug from Blacklisted News, and probably Mike Swenson from RealInsideNews.com are going to join us tomorrow night. These are young guys that have decided they need to do something, and they have all have websites. They do, a couple of them have their own radio shows, and these are good guys, and they're working hard. Every spare minute of what they do is of their time is involved right with this stuff. I mean, involved with trying to take our country back and exposing the New World Order and those that that are arrayed against us. And these guys are just great kids. I mean, young 20s. I think Lee might be the oldest. I think he's about 30. And so these are young guys that are just, you know, taken and said, you know, here I go, put me in a game, coach. And they're in the game. They're in the game every day. And so we're going to have them on tomorrow night, and that'll be interesting as we'll go over the news and other things regarding what's happening. I mean, we'll talk some about this bridge, I'm sure, in Minneapolis, this new executive order. I mean, it's one executive order after another. I mean, they're coming out of there hot and furious. And it's just... Yeah, the time's almost up. That's true. You know, it's just like that article we discussed last night about members of the KGB and the Stasi being used as consultants here in this country, paid by Homeland Security to help us learn about security. It's a travesty that we even think that would be allowed. Did you bring the very people that were your enemy? Not just a little over 15, 20 years ago. People that, you know, I mean, I remember the old line, better dead than red. There was no way that, you know, you were going to let some pinko commie tell you anything. And now you've got them right there amongst you showing you how it's done. Interesting, the parallels. But it's called freedom. At least that's what they call it. I don't call it freedom. I call it tyranny. I call it a police state. All of that. So, that's...
So, did you get his number?
Yeah, we're working on getting him now. So,
I'll be
fine. Yeah, you were right. You were right. Chalk it up for the wife. Yeah, that's right. Okay, got him. So, we'll have him on after the break here. And so, we're going to have Anthony on. And I'm looking forward to this, and Anthony will give me an opportunity to get some of his information and videos as well, because there's a ton of them. Well, this guy's basically a library. And to think, he did all this research years ago without the Internet. And that's one of the things that I find very, very interesting, is the fact when he was cutting his teeth on this stuff, there was no Internet. It was sit down in books, libraries, baby, and find all this information a piece at a time. Not all nicely laid out for you, like it is now on the Internet. So we're going to come back here in a few minutes with Anthony and just dive right into it. So we'll have Anthony for the remainder of the show, and I'm looking forward to having Anthony on. This is a treat. This is a privilege. It's a pleasure for me to be talking with one of the pioneers of all of this. Alex Jones claims to be the grandfather of the truth movement. Huh? We're fixing to talk to one of them. Back around the corner here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, you just got to witness the first half of Mike Chambers back here on the Midnight Rider Show. My website is midnightridershow.com. Email links are there. Also a link to the live chat room that's open and running right now. Feel free to click it and join in. We'd be more than happy to have you there. Don't require any registration information. Just pick a nickname and go. That's all you have to do. Joining us now, finally, I had to call a mutual friend and get the number. And it just dawned on me, actually dawned on the wife. Why don't you call Chuck? So I did. Anthony Hilder. This is a man who really just needs no introduction because no introduction would suffice. Anthony, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Disturbed, as we all should be, because the time has come to impeach the President of the United States for high treason, and, of course, the Vice President, because if we got rid of Bush, we'd have Cheney. We're taking a look at a skull and bones administration, but we're taking a look at the support for this criminal cabal given by the Christian conservative community. Because without the Christian, those who profess to be Christian and conservative, giving the Bush administration support, it would collapse like a deck of cards, a house of cards. It could not possibly exist. So we've just finished another film called Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection. Of course, we'll have one for the Protestant Connection as well, which is called Vassals of the Vampire. because these are blood-sucking animals with a thirst and their fangs in our jugular. They are vampires.
Yeah, that or Anthony, you could also name it George W. Bush and the Rapture Train. Because that seems, especially amongst the Protestants, because that seems to be their whole reason for supporting basically anything he does, because they think it's going to help bring about the return of him of the man himself.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go right ahead. Okay.
If the people knew what George Bush has done, is doing, and plans to do, he would be holed up in some bunker waiting for the inevitable.
Right.
We're talking about high treason like it's never been witnessed before in the United States. And it shows like this that will get out films like we have, which can reach a million before a book can be read by one. We can take a film and get it to all of the talk show hosts in America.
Yeah.
To all of the film festivals in America.
Right.
We can distribute it throughout the world. And it's not that difficult to do, but it takes somewhat of a team.
Yeah.
I appreciate your recognition of the fact that the Illuminati was released well, 40 years ago. But I actually finished it 41 years ago.
Wow.
And I guess that's before Alex Jones was born.
Yes, it was. And
I don't think he's 41.
No, he's 32, I think.
Uh-huh. But the idea is to become a one-man or a one-woman war.
Right.
And you do that by engaging in projects.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't valuable to try to get it out to all of the Congress and the Senate because they won't watch it. It's just a waste of time. We have to reach the people who reach the people. And the action is in the reaction.
Right.
If somebody calls a show and raises hell and there's no response, then you're beating a dead horse. If you call and there are people screaming and yelling and howling, I'm talking about on commercial radio because I was on commercial radio for a number of years, then you know that you've struck the chord, the nerve. We can change things. In Alaska on Eagle 97, we put the first, and it was through the show, the first independent governor in the 20th century. We put the first freedom of choice in medicine through the show, Eagle 97. We reverse things on fluoride. There are a number of things that you can do, not just simply by calling for independence, but by calling for independence from the rest of the United States, because I don't believe that we should remain united. If the ship is sinking, I think independence is necessary. I certainly wouldn't want to be part of the North American Union. It's nousy North American Union. It's a nousy program patterned after the European Union, which was first envisioned by Adolf Hitler in his book, The World Order, The New World Order. So what Bush is doing with the executive orders is preparing for the day when there's martial law. And that's going to come. It's going to happen. But we have to be in the position to incite a revelation before that happens. We can't allow them to be able to pull this thing off. I'm engaged in 21 film projects.
No kidding. 21.
21. When you're doing one, you can do three or four.
Right.
Orson Welles, and one should learn filmmaking from Orson. He would have a man who was an extra in the audience looking up towards the stage. And the man who was in the audience looking up towards the stage had a camera, and he had a face painted on the back of him. So it looked like he was looking, that particular extra was looking up towards the screen, when in reality he was taking shots, close-up shots, reaction shots, of the various extras. There was a shot behind him on the stage, and from above, and one from behind, another shot from going the other direction. So he would do that, and then when people are sitting around off the set between takes, they're actually another crew is setting up and doing another piece. So we need a multiple layered. We need multiple layered editing facilities, and we need to address all of the issues because most people don't. And when they do, they don't offer a solution.
Right.
We're talking about the invasion of the United States done deliberately. It's allowed. The 21 million illegals that are here, most of them are good people. Probably maybe 20 million out of the 21 are probably good. But when you create a situation that demands a solution and you don't offer a solution, and then finally you say, okay, I'm going to give you, we're going to do this. We're going to register all of these people, but because one is named Hernandez, another's name is Chavez, another's name is Torres, we have to have some form of identification. And that's going to be a biochip. The biochip will be in the inducement to have citizenship. So it will be a biochip for a citizenship, 666. And then the people will say, well, you can't just give it to them. We've got to have everybody marked. We've got to have everybody tagged. And if you're going to reduce the population of the world by 80%, and that's the goal, 4 out of 5, you have to get the people to take a national ID. And you have to have the president in a position of power to not only call for, but carry out martial law. And you've got to reduce the income and the capacity of the United States to produce. And they're doing that. They're exporting our jobs and importing slave labor.
Right.
So that's why all of these things that are absolutely insane are going on, to create the problem, to then offer the solution. And we have to build up the Chinese militarily so that they would eventually strike the U.S. Because you can't allow all of those Chinese to live. They simply cannot do it. I was in Beijing. You take a look in town, there's more cranes there than probably any other place in the world, or maybe as many cranes as exist in the United States combined. This tremendous construction going on from Xinjiang to Tongwa to Hong Kong to Beijing and other in Shanghai. Just, it's beyond comprehension. And they're doing it with our money. Their military is being built up with our money. They're making us incapable of producing anything because they're taking our factories, they're shipping them bolt by bolt and steel beam by steel beam. They're being reconstructed there. So the president has to be impeached, but it can't happen as long as the Christian conservative community, or those who think of themselves as Christian and conservative, support the Bush administration. This guy's from the Skull and Bones. You don't lay nude in the coffin in 1968 and then are born again into the Satanic Order. And Kerry was in 66, and then in between was Victor Ashe, who was the former mayor of, I guess it was Knoxville, Tennessee, who's like Karl Rove. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being gay. If you want to be gay, if that's your choice, I'm a libertarian. Okay, have at it. But the president is pretending to be straight-laced or straight all of the time, as is Karl Rove. And these people are out wining and dining in the Christian communities who believe that they share that agenda. I mean, that might go pretty well in West Hollywood, but certainly not well for the people at large in the United States of America.
Yeah, Anthony, how did you come about all this? I mean, what was the process that 41 years ago you started looking at this information? What made you wake up to this?
I mean, through the war, and my father was in the war in Bermuda. I praised and listened to Roosevelt on the air. And our boys shall never die on foreign soil, and Eleanor hates war, and I hate war. And we heard all of that. Then I discovered that the Pearl Harbor attack was planned, not by the Japanese, but the situation was arranged so that the Japanese were provoked for and given 90 days to get out of Manchuria. Now, that would be impossible. I've been in Manchuria, west of the Yalu River in the Chongbao Mountains. That would be an impossibility once they're established there. It's like trying to get the our troops out of Iraq in 90 days. Probably an impossibility. But that was the demand that was given by Roosevelt. I was 12 years old in San Francisco, sitting across from my uncle and his friend in the FBI, and they were discussing in detail how the Roosevelt administration covered up the attack at Pearl Harbor. And I was a 12-year-old kid reading a comic book, sitting about 12 feet away and listening to all of this. But they didn't think that I would have any interest. But I was interested in the daily battles and the events that went on in the war. Every man and woman who died in the Second World War died uselessly. I think if you were to call the American soldiers dumb, stupid animals, as Henry Kissinger has done, that's what he said. He said the military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns. That's how they look upon the military. And if the military goes along and does what they demand, when what they demand will eventually lead to the destruction of our sovereignty,
right,
and not our independence, then maybe Kissinger was right. We have to address that issue. I'm certain that Pat Tillman had a good state of mind and a great heart when he gave up his football career to go and fight in Afghanistan. But when he discovered that the war was predicated on false information, when he discovered that he was fighting for somebody who was not working towards the freedom of the United States, but the enslavement of mankind, he put the word out to his family and other people that he was going to get out of the military and he was going to expose what has gone down and what they were doing. This administration could not allow that to happen. And it is my opinion that they did not allow that to happen. That was the time that the Abu Ghraib story was coming out.
Right.
Of torture and unspeakable things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony, three shots to the head at 35 feet is not friendly fire. That's assassination.
No, it's assassination. This is done by an agent of the United States government, in my opinion. The bullets were paid for with by the U.S. taxpayers. They murdered the man to take the Abu Ghraib story off the front page. When this is fully exposed, that will bring down the presidency of the United States. So they have to create another incident before then, because this story is going to break. It's already has elements of that happening right now as we speak. the film.
Well, I mean, just the fact that he's claimed executive privilege in this instance. I mean, certainly is, you know, points you to something not being right. I mean, why in a case of a soldier dying would the administration, you know, claim executive privilege if there's not something they want to hide?
Well, it's like Rudolf Hess said when he was introducing Adolf Hitler. He said, "Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer." One world, one race, one ruler, one voice. And that voice will not allow in the United States, as they did not allow in Nazi Germany, and nor did they allow in Communist China or in the Soviet Union, any opposition. It's one voice, one world, one ruler.
We're talking with the Anthony J. Hilder. He's our guest tonight. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Back on the other side, here, this is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
On the program, The Midnight Rider, with our guest Anthony J. Hilder. And Anthony, you really kind of set the table for us with a number of different plates here that all lead really to the same result, and that's the end of you and I, or at least 80% of us around the world. And we see, have you seen things in your 4 years? Have you seen things moving as fast as they seem to be right now?
The enemy realizes that when we get towards the end, there's going to be more people finding out what it's all about. And at this point, with the net, with talk radio, with emails and things of this nature, the acquisition of information is in part of that exponential rise of awareness. So we are becoming better informed, and we are informing people in return faster than they can suppress it. So it's imperative that they continue to create this scam. It's essential that they do that. It's essential that they have another 911 type of event. They must. It's mandatory. It's not optional. They have to do this if they're going to declare martial law. They have to be, you know, putting the gas prices up towards $10 a gallon. They've got to cripple this country internally, emotionally, spiritually, politically. They've got to do this. They have no choice. These are dedicated Luciferians, and they have a religion. It's a belief in Lucifer. If you take a look at the teachings of General Albert Pike, he says, yes, Lucifer is God, and the initiates of the higher order should follow the Luciferian doctrine. When Bush and Cheney and Kerry and Bill Buckley, when all of these people laid nude in the coffin and were born again into the satanic order while they were masturbating and, you know, telling their sexual lives, they swore to devote their lives to the importation of a new world order upon the ashes of American sovereignty. This is a done deal. We have to expose it. This new film we have, The Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection, and the one that we're in the process of doing, Vassals of the Vampire, this will pull out the props. And when we have it, when we have it in hand, we need to be taking a look at getting it out to not the people. We don't have to reach the people. We only have to reach the people who in turn reach the people.
Right.
The ministers, we have to release it through and to Christian organizations, conservative organizations, who once were supporters of the Bush administration. When you take away their support and go against him, it's not like a one vote changing hands. It's like two. When one goes against and another one comes off the top, that's like a big change. So for every person that we can get to change, it's like two. So rather than to have Bush with the number of poll numbers around 28%, if we can cut that back to 14% or 12 or 10, then there's going to be no option for him to go. The impeachment proceedings will start. And
we're talking with Anthony.
He, like Mussolini, will be looking for a way out.
Yeah, we're talking with Anthony J. Hilder. Back in a minute. Get it to those that can get it to other people. That's good advice. Back on the Midnight Rider program. Hadn't thought of that, actually. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold.